Now, you directed a documentary that is out right now, Seymour, An Introduction, yeah. which is beautiful, about a concert pianist and teacher, Seymour Bernstein. Mm-hmm. And it's about his life and also art and also performance anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And like dealing with nerves.
It's, he's an 87-year-old former piano maestro when at the age of around 50, he decided that the blind pursuit, you know, he was playing, he opened Lincoln Center, he played in Paris and Vienna, he was a big shot, and he decided that pursuit of being a big shot was making his life kind of meaningless.
Right.
And so he dedicated the second half of his life to teaching. And I met this guy by coincidence at a dinner, and he did kind of one of those Zen master whammies on me. And he really, I just found myself, I don't know if any of you have had this experience, but sometimes with someone who's older and seems really happy, you feel incredibly comfortable to open yourself up. And we live in a world where everybody's always trying to impress you or have power over you or wow you with how amazing they are or something. And Seymour kind of wows people with his gentleness. He's an unbelievably gentle person. And that has an amazing power. And I was just got obsessed. I went home and I Googled him, and I really kept thinking that somebody should make a documentary about him. And I never wanted to make a documentary. But here I am. I did
yeah,
it.
You were like, I found the perfect subject and I have to do this.
Really, to be honest, it wasn't even that motivated like that. I really just wanted an excuse to spend time with him.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of thought, well, this guy is so interesting. Like, and it would seem weird to say, can I come over?
Yeah.
You know? And so I just said, hey, you know, I was thinking that we should make a documentary about your music. And he was like, okay. You know, he's 87. He's lived for, you know, more than 50 years in a one-room apartment that's just big enough for a grand piano and a bed that folds out. And he just, you know, he just teaches and he writes music. And he's a beautiful guy.
So there was a part in that movie where you kind of talk about your own struggle with what art means to you, mm-hmm. which is where at the same time that he's talking about when he found teaching, like, really served his art, because mm-hmm. then he can basically put all of his power and passion into these students. Like, what did you personally take something from that you were like, oh, I understand more about my relationship to art?
Well, he realized how everything is always working in circles when he said that, because, you know, my first movie was Dead Poets Society, so it didn't seem like it should take me 30 years to figure out that giving to others, you give to yourself. You know what I mean? It's like, it seems I've been learning the same lessons over and over and over and over and over and over again. But I don't know. I think that maybe when I was a young person, that movie, you know, gather ye rosebuds while ye may, you know, I sound my barbaric yawp over the rooftops of the world, you know, and, you know, it's, and Robin Williams passed this year, obviously it's very sad, and but that movie has been on my mind so much. But it was even before Robin passed, because it was in editing this documentary where I was, why am I obsessed with teachers and this mentor relationship and finding meaning in the arts? Because when that movie happened, I was 18, and I thought it was going to be so easy. I really did. I really just thought, all right, I made it, man. This is great, you know? And it, life just keeps being a slog, you know? I mean, you have these, like, moments where it's okay, and then, you know, I guess, I don't know.
Right,
I thought this was a comedy show.
Yeah, well.
What the hell? I came up here like wanting to say witty things.
Trust me.
I'm getting sadder and sadder as I speak.
Trust me, everyone hearing about anyone's tragedy is so fulfilled.
Yeah, good. And
like,
laughing.
You go through
off.
Stuff? Oh my God, I go through stuff.
Yeah.